This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, July 28th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Venture capital investors are one of the key elements for any startup, helping them raise funding and backing ideas often well before there is a concrete business. But as investors tighten their belts amid broader concerns about the economy, startups, and particularly the earliest stage companies, are feeling the pullback. On today's show, our venture capital reporter Berber Jin joins us to discuss how the slowdown in VC funding is affecting the youngest startups, and why this shift is actually unusual. That's after these headlines. Facebook parent Meta reported its first ever year-over-year drop in quarterly revenue on Wednesday. The company also released a gloomy outlook as it deals with a slowdown in advertising demand and increased competition from rivals like TikTok. Revenue for the second quarter was $28.8 billion, down almost 1% from a year ago. Profit for the period was $6.7 billion, marking the third quarter in a row Meta's bottom line has slipped. The social media giant did manage to buck expectations when it comes to user growth, however. Facebook's daily active user base rose to 1.97 billion users. Most analysts had expected to see a decline. Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission is seeking to block Meta's acquisition of Within Unlimited, the maker of the virtual reality fitness app Supernatural. On Wednesday, the regulator said Meta was already a major player in the virtual reality space and alleged that the purchase would lessen competition and violate antitrust laws. A Meta spokesperson said the FTC's case was based on speculation and that it was confident its purchase of Within would be good for the VR market. A note, News Corp, owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement with Meta Platforms to supply news through Meta's Facebook platform. Other tech companies also posted earnings on Wednesday. A day after announcing it would cut 10% of its staff, Shopify warned investors of more tough times ahead. The e-commerce company reported a net loss of $1.2 billion for the second quarter, compared with a profit of $876 million for the same time last year. And it said it expected to post losses for the rest of this year, as demand for online shopping slows. On a more positive earnings note, Spotify said it grew its user base by 19% last quarter. It now reaches 433 million monthly users. On top of that, the audio streaming company got a boost from advertising revenue and saw paid subscribers increase by 14%, largely thwarting worries of inflation hitting customers' wallets. CEO Daniel Ek said on a call with investors and analysts Wednesday that while the company feels confident in its user numbers, it was being proactive about economic uncertainty.
We already shared that we proactively reduced our hiring by 25% and instituted a double down weekly revenue monitoring. I've said this before, I do believe only the paranoid survive, and we're preparing as if things could get worse. But it's hard to be anything but optimistic given what I'm currently seeing.
Dow Jones, the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Gimlet, a unit of Spotify. And the Senate has passed a $280 billion bill aimed at boosting scientific research and the production of semiconductors in the U.S. The Chips and Science Act of 2022 will allocate tens of billions of dollars to create and expand new facilities that build semiconductors, as well as funding for training and research into advanced chips. The legislation has been in the works for nearly 3 years, and lawmakers hope it will alleviate some of the strain created by the global semiconductor shortage and boost U.S. competitiveness. Here's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday.
This is a very good day for the American people and for American innovation. The legislation is going to create good-paying jobs. It'll alleviate supply chains. It will help lower costs, and it will protect America's national security interests. I am confident that future generations will look back on the passage of this bill as a turning point for American leadership in the 21st century.
The bill passed with bipartisan support and now moves to the House. All right, coming up, early-stage startups are usually spared the funding upheaval caused by worries over economic turmoil ahead. But not this time. We'll explain why after the break.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
Getting capital for an early stage startup is crucial if an idea is going to grow into a full-blown business. And venture capital has typically been there, ready to invest. But there are signs of a pullback. In the second quarter of this year, VCs invested around $16 billion in U.S. early stage deals, typically called Series A and Series B rounds. That's according to data from PitchBook. It's a 22% drop from the same time a year earlier, and the biggest quarterly year-over-year decline in early-stage funding since 2010, with the exception of the second quarter of 2020 during the pandemic lockdowns. So why is this pullback so drastic, and what will it mean for the development of young startups? Joining us to discuss this is our reporter, Berber Jin. Hi, Berber. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Zoe. Good to be here.
So for a long time, we've been hearing about how easy it is to get startup funding. Why are we seeing this pullback now?
You know, the biggest reason is the sell-off in technology stocks in the public market. So startup investors usually look at those companies as a way to price the rounds that they invest in for private companies. And so the broader market sell-off combined with some concerns over inflation and a potential recession is making venture capitalists a lot more conservative about investing in startups.
You know, early startup funding has typically not been as affected by these stock market dips. Why are we seeing, you know, those companies being impacted in a way we traditionally see with kind of larger, later stage startups?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was interesting. I mean, at the beginning of the year, when a lot of investors were pulling back from investing in larger companies, a lot of early stage venture capitalists were pretty confident that that part of the market would be insulated just because the companies are so young and they're so far away from going public. But I think the pullback in a lot of the large money managers that were pumping up the valuations for startups last year, the fact that they're no longer in the market means that a lot of these earlier companies can't really raise follow-on rounds of funding. And venture capitalists that are backing these younger companies relied on those big rounds and those large markups to generate a paper return on their funds. And so now I think early stage VCs are understandably nervous about backing companies that might not be able to generate added funding in future financing rounds. And so I think the broader slowdown in the market for more mature startups is sort of seeping into the early stage investing environment. And I think generally the sort of nervousness around, you know, how severe the cool down in the VC market will be is just causing investors across the spectrum to become very careful in selecting startups to back.
So how are early stage startups handling this?
Some startups are in a tough position because they raised a lot of money at high prices last year before they really developed products that were proven to have traction in the market and be popular with users. So a lot of those companies, I mean, they're running out of cash. They don't have stable revenue streams. And what's happening is that they're turning to their existing investors and asking for these emergency funding rounds, essentially trying to get, you know, a few million more dollars on their balance sheet at the same price as their previous round to try and ride out, you know, the sort of tougher fundraising environment. But it definitely puts even these younger companies in a tough spot because it'll be hard for them to raise cash at higher prices than what they raised last year, given how much more discerning investors are being with, you know, evaluating financial metrics and making sure startups hit revenue numbers and have a strong path to profitability. Those things weren't really in the picture as much last year for buzzy companies.
Does that mean startups are really having to kind of change their strategy, you know, how they run their business entirely?
Now more than ever, startups are facing the pressure to show that they can grow in a sustainable way. I think last year, because companies were receiving so much funding, they were sort of blowing through cash, they were hiring a lot, they were spending a lot on marketing, they're spending a lot on recruiting. Now, what investors are expecting for companies is to show that they can grow, but can grow in a profitable way and show that if the times get tough, they can easily find a way to survive without burning through cash.
So just using the buzziest terms isn't going to bring in the money it used to. You know, you've spoken with investors about this environment. How do they say it compares to previous slowdowns?
This one is really severe. I mean, you know, obviously the venture market is quite cyclical. You know, there are bull markets and then there are market corrections. But a lot of the VCs I've spoken with, and, you know, they'll even say this publicly, like, this is probably the slowest environment they've seen and the toughest fundraising environment they've seen in the last 10 to 15 years. And so I think most venture capitalists are bracing for a tighter market over the next couple of years even. So I think it's definitely a pretty rude awakening for Silicon Valley, especially given the backdrop of the pandemic and low interest rates and how that sort of fueled what was probably the craziest bubble for the startup market in recent history.
Okay, so the slowest and possibly the toughest market for raising money in. But according to PitchBook, VCs had a record in raising funds last year, and they're on track to do the same this year. So what's going to happen with all that money?
I mean, that is an open question as to how that capital will be deployed in the future. One thing that could happen is these funds could start doing deals that involve some debt elements or, you know, more investor protections for equity that they buy. You see that a lot in down cycles, and that could be a way in which some of the capital is invested.
So the time of easy money seems to be over for startups, I guess.
Right. Sadly for the startups, and I guess maybe the investors as well.
All right. That's our reporter, Berber Jin. Thanks so much for joining us, Berber.
Thanks, Zoe. I appreciate it.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.